You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Sasha Woodruff, in for Gemma Gaudette. After two postponements, the Treefort Music Fest is almost here. It runs September 22nd to the 26th. Along with live bands and music, many forts are also back, including the Literary and Storytelling Fort. Story Fort brings together authors, poets, podcasters, and more to talk writing and creating compelling narratives. Joining us today to give us the ins and outs of this year's fort is StoryFort director Christian Wynn. And a quick note, Boise State Public Radio is a sponsor of StoryFort. Welcome to the program, Christian.
Hey, thanks, Sasha. Great to be here.
So Treefort and StoryFort, they are finally coming back after two postponements in 2020 and the spring of 2021. Can you just tell us, after all of that planning and replanning for the last year and a half, what does it mean to come back together?
Oh, that's, a complex question to answer. It's a relief in a lot of ways. It's obviously, some shifting ground beneath our feet still with the COVID conditions and the world at large, but we're super excited to be back in a safe, wonderful way with what we're doing at StoryFort and then just all the other forts and the music and everything. So it feels great, but it feels a little weird, actually. Sometimes, I wake up in the middle of the night, when is this really going to happen? And it is. So.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what people can look forward to next week. Can you just tell us some of the exciting events happening at StoryFort?
Yeah, we've got a bunch. We have lots of things cooking on all 5 days of the festival. Japanese breakfast, Michelle Zauner's band. They are headlining the entire festival, but she's also out with a really great memoir called Crying in H Mart. It's a New York Times bestseller. So she's going to be at the Sheree Buckner Webb Park for us on the Thursday at 1:00. That's going to be a key event. We have a lot of really cool things going on with the Idaho Conservation League and a drawdown carbon emissions group that's really environmental awareness and global warming awareness and how to be activated is something we're getting into this year, along with some wonderful cross-border voices and local activists. Man, as we have quite a few events we're doing. Idaho Reports Live is going to be with us, doing some cool stuff out of the Sheree Buckner Webb Park as well. We have Big Tree Arts putting on a poetry slam. We have our Poetry and Mimosas event on Sunday to close things out. So yeah, we have a lot.
And, you mentioned this earlier, but COVID-19 is on the top of everyone's mind right now, and we are seeing a really big spike in Idaho. What are you doing to keep people safe?
Yeah, well, we have a full-on safety protocol folks can check out at treefortmusicfest.com, but we are requiring everybody to get a COVID-clear wristband, which entails being fully vaccinated and proving that at the Treefort Party Zone tent at 12th and Main, which is opening on Tuesday. You can also show a negative test if it's within the last 48 hours. And we check those at the doors at all our events, indoors and outdoors. And we just monitor the situation, and we're bringing everybody in, encouraging them to mask, especially indoors, and very much keeping a close eye on just if anybody's stepping out of line with that. I mean, we want to be kind and welcoming as we always are, but we're pretty darn firm on this front this year for sure. So yeah, it's been a long process, and the management team have done a really great job, I think, putting into place all these safety protocols and guidelines. So go check those out. Also, we're using a cool newer app called My Bindle, which actually allows you to get a QR code once you kind of put in all your information into the app. And that's going to be make it a lot easier to get your COVID clear wristband at that Party Zone tent. So there's a lot in place. And yeah, anybody going to any event, whether it's free or not, is required to get that COVID clear.
And then masking inside. Is that required or just recommended?
We've stepped that up to be required. I'm just going to be, obviously, we want to be kind, like I said, but it's we'll be asking people to wear their masks indoors. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and Idaho is making headlines for its low vaccination rates, the hospital capacity here. What has that meant for bringing in out-of-state guests?
Yeah, we've had, you know, a handful of guests decide, you know, not to come, which is fine. We have another festival happening, you know, ideally in March of 2022. So it's been nice to be able to move some of those folks into that slot. Yeah, I mean, we've had people express concerns, but we've assured everybody we're taking the proper measures. And hopefully, you know, this festival and other festivals like Pride last week can show people, you know, encourage people that if they want to re-enter the world, you know, getting vaccinated is maybe the best thing you can possibly do now, right now. But it's just that hopefully we're going to shine a light on pro-vaccination sort of ideals and just encourage people to get them who maybe aren't there yet. But we're bringing in some guests, but not too very many for Storyfort from out of town, and definitely, you know, taking good care of them.
We are speaking with Christian Nguyen, the director of Storyfort. Now, Storyfort is open to the public. What does that mean for figuring out vaccine requirements and enforcement, because you don't need a ticket?
Yeah, so all our events are, you know, free and open, and we have a couple of over 21 events, but mostly it's all ages, and it's geared towards, we've always been free and open for, you know, the vast majority of our events at Storyfort. And you're still going to have that COVID clear wristband. So that, you know, you just have to make sure and go get that down at the Party Zone tent, 12th and Main. And then you'll be good to go without the regular Treefort wristband at all our events. So it's a little bit, you know, a little bit of a different wrinkle, of course, to our events that are free and open, but we just want to make sure people know they need to get that COVID clear to come to any of ours, or Kid Fort, which is also free, and Skate Fort and all that stuff. It is, you know, it's going to be safety first.
Right. And can you just tell us, what are some of the big themes that you've had for the lineup this year?
Oh man. Like I mentioned, sort of the, kind of conservation and environmental issues for sure. We've had, you know, sort of the changing lens of activism is something that we're looking at in the time of Corona with a couple of different activist groups. And we're also, yeah, just like talking about dam breaching with the ICL and kind of the state of affairs with our rivers and watersheds this year. We have a lot of poetry this year. So that's been really great to have a poetry slam. We have some featured poets at that Poetry Mimosa event. We're bringing in poets Adam O. Davis and a couple of others from out of town. And just, you know, Storyfort, it doesn't operate exactly on a theme, kind of like the larger Treefort Music Festival. It actually has many different genres, many different angles, all kind of, like you said at the top of the interview, like representing story, narrative, just good, compelling, you know, good old stories from many an angle. So we've really expanded that over the years to cover, you know, sort of political and social issues, as well as more traditional sort of literary arts, you know, in the poetry and fiction and creative nonfiction realm. So those are a few of our things. You can take a look at our schedule at treefortmusicfest.com too, or get the app of the Treefort Music Fest as well, and just check out what we're doing and all the other ports are doing.
And then just lastly, this is not just a 5-day festival for you. It's year long. Like, how can other people keep in touch with Storyfort throughout the year?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of year-round programming, which is great. We just wrapped up a series out of the Idaho Botanical Garden called Bloom, which was a monthly reading series out there for 6 months, April through September. And you can go to all our socials, Storyfort Fest on Instagram, and then Storyfort on Facebook, and we're on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And then you can follow at treefortmusicfest.com. We have a Fort tab that they'll be updating the year-round events that we're going to be doing. We have an event coming up actually right on the heels of Treefort called Scary Fort, which is something we've done the last several years. It's going to be at Kin this year, and it's just kind of like it sounds, creepy stories, well put to music as well. So that's one of the things. And we try to stay active on the socials platform, and so you can hopefully hear about what we're doing year round.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Christian.
Yeah, Sasha, thanks so much for all you guys do.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Christian Nguyen, director of Storyfort, the literary portion of Boise's Treefort Music Fest. Up next on Idaho Matters, how Idaho can become more inclusive as it becomes more diverse. I'm Sasha Woodruff. You're listening to Idaho Matters.